You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome to The Director's Take. We are part of the PodcastDetroit.com network, broadcasting from the Podcast Detroit studios in Royal Oak, Michigan. The Director's Take firmly believes that knowing the most at this moment puts you in the best place for the next moment. And that wedding or event preparation doesn't have to be a stressful undertaking. Wedding expert Lori Lewis will help you rethink and reprioritize what a successful event can be. This is your opportunity to hear from some of the top industry professionals, listen in on candid conversations, and learn the cost-cutting, stress-free ways that others have used to plan and experience the most memorable time in their lives. If you're ready, listen in and take notes to ensure your vision comes to fruition and know you're in the right place at the right time. Here's your host, coordinator, visionary, and flavored water drinker, Lori Lewis.
Hello, everybody. It's Lori Lewis from The Director's Take. I'm excited again, as I always am, but I'm very excited today because I actually have two of my current clients, but a current couple who have been planning a wedding for July 20th of 2019, and we've been working together for about 6 months, at least 6 months now. But so they're in with me today. And the purpose of them being here is to actually share with you what their experience has been in wedding planning and dealing with vendors, dealing with me, the director, and all things wedding. And so I hope anyone that's listening that they'll actually get something from this conversation that will help you, whether you're just beginning, whether you're just you're in the midst and you're a little stuck or you're a little stressed. I'm hoping that my two here, Mariah and Dustin, will share with you all things that the hashtag happy couple will share with us today. One thing that I do respect about them is that they are very easy to work with. They have a vision of what they want. They have a budget that they've been working with. And so they've been just amazing to work with. And again, I just want to share with our audience on what you can do for your own wedding planning process and learn from them. So say hello, Mariah and Dustin.
Hello. How you doing?
Oh, Lori, you're so sweet. All those nice things you said about us.
Yes, they're all true. They're all true.
Absolutely.
So I want you to share, I guess one of the first things that I ask that you share is, I don't know, tell us a little bit about your love story first before we talk about wedding planning, but give us a little snippet on your love story, how you met, when you knew each was the one, and what led up to the proposal, et cetera. Give us a little snippet of your love story.
Well, coincidentally, or I wouldn't say coincidentally, but crazily enough, me and Dustin met on Facebook, which I think is, I don't want to say it's the theme this year or these years, but anytime I tell people that, I think it's still kind of strange even for me to hear it say it out loud. That's a great question. Dustin, why did you reach out to me on Facebook?
I don't know. I just knew that you was the one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right.
Like yeah. When a man knows, he knows.
Right.
But yeah, so no, Dustin reached out to me. And it started off very just friendly, cordial conversation. A lot of good mornings and good afternoons and good nights and just small talk along the way. One of the things that stood out to me the most was Dustin had goals. You know, I was at a point in my life where I was not dating. I was not interested in dating. I had just went on a hiatus of just learning myself.
Okay.
And it was crazy because when he reached out, a lot of the things that I asked him was just to get to know him, like about his family and about his goals. And to hear that he was a man who, you know, had a long-standing job. Okay. He had a career.
That's important.
He really, really, truly loved his family, and it was really important, that connection that he had. And he loved God. And he was, you know, in church and involved in his church. And, I mean, I think after a while I was just like, do you want to go out? And I don't know. It came out of nowhere, and we ended up having our first date at Champs, which was not planned, but that's where we ended up.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
What would you add, Dustin? Anything? How'd you know that she was, at what point did you decide, okay, she's the one, let me plan this proposal? And did she have any say in when you proposed or how you proposed?
Well, I would probably say the major thing was that she was very independent. And that's what I knew that I wanted in a woman. Somebody that did not have to, depend on me.
Okay.
So.
Okay. I love it. I love it.
Yeah. So we got engaged in Jamaica. I was excited.
Yeah.
I would say I helped to choose my ring. I tell people that.
Okay.
Yes, she did. 100%. I didn't want to buy something that she did not like or right. want. So.
Did she actually pick out the ring or she just said, this is what I like, this is what I don't like?
She picked it out.
Okay. She picked the actual one.
But I was the one that picked out the diamond for her. So she picked out the style.
Okay.
But I didn't know I was getting that ring. I think when we went in there, it was kind of like a conversation. And I know the salesperson had their insight. But Dustin wasn't, he didn't really show like, okay, I'm getting her this ring. It was just kind of like, oh, okay, that's a nice pick. And then we walked out and I'm sitting there like, go get the ring today. Like, do you need me to help you out? Put some money on it. So, but yeah, so I mean, it was a total shock in Jamaica when we got engaged. It was 2 days after my birthday. So, of course, as a woman, you think you're getting married on your birthday or getting engaged or proposed to on your birthday, and that's not how it happened. But it happened when it was supposed to.
It happened when it was supposed to.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So, how much time did you wait once you got engaged and you officially started planning? Of course, I'm sure as a woman, as I know I would be, you know, you always have these wedding, a vision of your wedding. Mm-hmm. But now that you're engaged and you can actually start planning, how long did you guys wait before you started?
As soon as we got back from Jamaica, I would say.
Okay. We opened up
a bank account.
Okay.
We opened up our savings account at Flagstar. We put our money into the Flagstar account. We set a budget. And we started planning. For us, it was important for us to not rush because we did not want to go into debt. We still don't want to go into debt. Mm-hmm. It was important for us to save as much as we could and have the wedding of our dreams. And I know a lot of people, even when they hear some of the plans and they have no idea, Loria, all the great things that's going to happen at our wedding. But the little plans that we've kind of eased out, you know, you'll hear people say like, you know, at the end of the day, it's about you being happy and you don't need all that stuff. Well, it's our wedding, you know, and it's our dream. It's our vision. And I think it was important for me, and I tell this to Dustin all the time, it's important for me to make sure he gets the wedding to his dreams. And it's important that I get the wedding to my dream. Yeah. So
I love that. I do love that because I know sometimes as females, we can take over with the planning and what we want. And so I will say, you know, you guys are an exemplar because it's both of you in this entire process. Every time we meet, it's never just me and Mariah. Dustin's always there. And so I respect that. Seriously. Yeah. So and I think grooms out there, you know, that are out there planning, they need to know that they can be a part of the process, too.
Yeah.
So their say so is golden.
And I think I got blessed with Dustin because, like you said, a lot of grooms would not. I don't want to say they don't want to get involved, but I would say some of them don't want to.
Right.
But I think that goes to the vendors that we had.
Okay.
Like having you, first of all, with just building that connection with not just the bride, but also with the groom, letting him know it's okay to participate and be a part of stuff. But the other thing that I would say is our videographer and photographer, especially our videographer, I think made Dustin a lot more comfortable. Like they incorporated me and stuff, you know, like, I know the photographer, is it Q who's doing the football, you know, he's going to throw a football, you know, so it became.
No, not, actually, that's the DJ.
That's the DJ. Okay. What's the DJ's name? I can't think of his name off the top of my head.
Sorry, DJ. Yeah. It's okay. Sorry. Well, I have a brain freeze.
Yeah, but so I mean, they're incorporating things to make it more manly.
Corey Smith.
That's his name.
Okay.
Yeah. So I mean, it goes, it's something I would say it's comparable to church.
Okay.
You know, in church, if you only focus on the women and you only have a service that are pertaining to women and, you know, you lose the men.
That's right.
I think that in this planning stages, a lot of our vendors have made sure not to make it all about the bride. They've made sure to include Dustin.
I love it. Okay, so what has been the most rewarding part about wedding planning?
You.
And I'm not paying them to say this. No,
and she's not. But no, for real, because we don't know what we're doing. And at the end of the day, as much as I've planned events, as much as Dustin's went to weddings, we don't know what we're doing. And we can sometimes have ideas and have thoughts of things that we want to make happen. And it could seem, it could almost seem impossible. Mm-hmm. But it's nothing like having a wedding planner. You call them like, I want to do this crazy thing where we stand on top of our head and then we go into the splits. And you're like, we can do that. Like, that's easy. Like, you know, So, but it's refreshing. And I tell everybody, you know, you need, if nothing else, a day of wedding planners, somebody who has done it, who's in the industry, who has the contacts. I mean, we just left a meeting and most of those questions we had was, well, who do we call for this? With knowing we have somebody who we can trust that says, call this person, it just makes it easier.
Right.
Yeah.
How about you, babe? Anything?
I agree with you.
I love it. I crack up because I don't know what it was. Mariah and I had this conversation. I forget what we were talking about. And she said it was an issue. And she called you, Dustin, and Dustin was like, call Lori.
Yeah.
I thought that was hilarious.
That's his answer to everything. Yeah.
Call Lori. What did Lori say?
Right. Write down what Lori said. Like, what did Lori say about this? I'm like, I don't know, but let's call her. I mean, it's been a whirlwind. I was going to say we took some time to plan it. By the time we get married, it'll be 2 years. But even with 2 years of planning, you still need somebody who knows what they're doing.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. So just as you guys appreciate me, I appreciate you as well, because you do the work, you know, you have your budget, you know what it is you want. You're not, you know, pretty much it's like, should we do this or do this? It's not like, I don't know what I want.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, it's reciprocal. So with that, what's been the least, and I don't want to say least enjoyable, but what's been the most challenging part about planning your wedding? It's been the most challenging.
What would you say, honey?
I'd probably just say figuring out everything that we want.
Mm-hmm. Overall. Know,
putting everything together. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to see it before you see it. Mm-hmm. You know, so in my head, and I started saying that out of nowhere when we started planning, like after 6 months, everything became, well, in my head, this is how it looks.
Yes.
But I mean, we don't know. We don't know how it's going to look at the end of the day. We hope it's going to look perfect. We are trusting our support, our vendors, the people who we're paying to make it exactly what we envision. Mm-hmm. I still want to cry. I still want to be blown away. I still want people to walk in and think, oh my God, is this a wedding or something else? You know, so yeah, I would agree. I would say that's probably the most difficult part. We really don't know
how
things are going to look in the end, but we're hoping it's going to look great.
I think it is. I think it is. So what's been your experience with working with your or choosing your bridal party?
Oh,
how's that going?
I would say that was the easiest thing that I could ever do.
Okay.
So for those couples out there who don't have, like, I hate to even say this word, click, like a group of people where you grew up together, you live together, you eat, sleep, breathe together, you do everything together. We're that couple. And I mean, we say that because our closest everything when we got married was our family. Mm-hmm. We didn't have anybody else. You know, like Dustin's, even his godbrothers are the people who's in the wedding. Like, we don't have like a best friend who we went through elementary school with in a wedding. Okay. Our wedding consists of strictly family. Mm-hmm. It's my two sisters, Dustin's sister, and one of my best friends from college. And I would say best friend from college because she's been a person who has been like a sister. Mm-hmm. So that made sense. Mm-hmm. And then for Dustin, it's his twin brother, his two godbrothers, and my nephew. So it was just
family.
Family. Yeah, family. Okay. At the end of the day, we didn't want a lot of people. We want to celebrate them. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the only way you can celebrate them truly is that if you're not maximizing your budget on gifts for them. So like, we want to do some special things. So then we did proposals to them. We didn't just say, you're in the wedding. Right. You know, everybody got their own proposal. We delivered them a gift right from the beginning. So we want them to be celebrated throughout this whole experience. It's their experience, too.
For sure. For sure. Same thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Good job, babe. Good job. No, man.
I know, kind of jumping around, but I'm just thinking of, you know, thinking of things that I know that some of the listeners may not know. But I know you guys are very active at your church. Mm-hmm. So it was very easy for you to say our wedding's here.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
But for those couples who are kind of, you know, teeter-tottering on, a lot of couples are doing the one-stop shop where mm-hmm. the wedding and the reception are at the same place. So what's the advice you would give to couples who are unsure of where to go and they may not be as active in their church?
Mm-hmm.
What advice would you give them on that?
I would just say just follow your heart. You know, okay. just think of a place that you love the most and mm-hmm. have it there, you know.
Because how did you guys, I know what we went through, but, you know, again, how did you settle on your reception location?
Oh, I was just going to say now.
Yes, I know that was
wedding,
a process.
Yeah. The wedding was always happening at Second Ebenezer. Like, so
always.
Bishop Van would have never let me get married. And I mean, I say that because it's been my church the entire time I've been on this earth. So, I mean, absolutely, even at the old church, that was where I was getting married. So any man who came into my life would have learned very quickly that this is a church. The reception, on the other hand, what did we look at, 50 places?
About 50 different places.
We looked at like
literally
50 different places.
Literally 50.
Literally 50 places.
Wow.
And I mean, we went small and big and, you know, this side of town and that side of town. The most important thing for us at the end of the day was the food.
Absolutely.
The food had to be great. We had, as the happy couple, kind of created this reputation of having good food and, you know, going out to eat and being foodies. So the last thing we could do was have bad food at our reception. So once we were able to find some place with good food, then it became the sides. Initially had a vision of a specific reception setup. So we had to find a place that could accommodate that.
Okay.
And then after a while, it became, well, we can't find a place to accommodate that, but we still have 250 people.
Right.
So where are we going to put 250 people?
Right.
And then Adiamo's in Dearborn was amazing. It was just too small.
Yes.
But Elaine was our
shout out to Elaine.
Shout out to Elaine. Elaine was like a breath of fresh air because mm-hmm. she understood us. Andiamo's is my favorite restaurant.
Okay.
So
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I think if we would have had just kind of tried to tie it to something in our lives, then we would have ended up there anyway. But it worked out the way it did.
I did not know that. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. But Elaine ended up, you know, contacting the location in Warren, and now we're there where they do concerts and large showcases. And I mean, we couldn't ask for a better place.
Okay.
You know, and it was also a big part was the customer service.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Because
I know we went to a few places that their customer service wasn't as good. Mm-hmm. So that played a difference too.
Okay.
Yep.
So your thing was food. Food was the big priority.
At the end of the day, your guests are going to remember what they ate. I mean, we're celebrating our guests throughout the whole entire thing, and we want it family style. So that was important too. So you need to decide how you want your people to eat. Mm-hmm. And then from there, kind of make a decision. But if you're looking for great food, Adiamo's absolutely the place. They did a tasting for us and they brought out everything.
Right.
Yep.
Everything they did. Yeah, they did the tasting beforehand, but they brought out their entire menu to our family. So
they did the tasting, just so everyone's clear. They did the tasting before you guys even put down a deposit and signed a contract.
Yep. And it's because they understood us. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the difference. I'm the talker of the relationship, in case you haven't noticed. I get it from my mother. But we were honest. We were honest. We told them, you know, we're not going with you unless we can taste the food in advance, because we had almost booked a place.
Yes.
And the food, luckily, we went to an event coincidentally and tried the food, and the food was horrible.
Yes, I do remember
that. If we would have booked that place and had that food, oh my goodness, I couldn't even think of what would happen next. But
that's right.
So once they understood we had a bad experience, they were willing to work with us. So I guess I would say to couples is know what's most important to you and be very honest with the vendors that you're working with.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
you agree. Yep.
Okay, good. Yeah. Because your thing was food too, right, Dustin?
Absolutely.
Food, okay. So going back to the whole bank account, after you came home from Jamaica and you did the savings account, how did you decide how much money you wanted to spend? And you don't have to give specifics, but in addition to saying we wanted what we wanted, how did you decide, okay, we're not spending more than this? Is it very important we don't go into debt? Mm-hmm. Are there some things that are part of the whole budget and some that are just part of the Mariah budget or the Dustin budget? How did you work through all of that? Because I know other brides, they'll say, okay, like, you know, the reception, the flowers, the decorations, that's all of our budget. But when it came to like a dress, the mm-hmm. bride's dress, that mm-hmm. was her budget.
Yeah.
Or for the groom, his tuxedo, that was a part of his budget. So how did you guys decide on those aspects?
Well, I think for the most part, we collaborated and everything is pretty much a part of both of our budgets.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the dress, we did do half from our joint account, and then okay. Mariah would pay for the other half, and then okay. my tux I would pay for.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
and that only happened because the price of the dress, let me just be okay. honest. If the dress was lower, then
half
it
the price.
Definitely would have been able to come
okay.
out of the account. But Dustin did give me a budget before I tried on a dress. So
a budget just for the dress or
he told
overall?
Me, okay. He said, yeah. this is how much you can spend on a dress.
Okay.
And how much will be taken out of our
how
joint
much we'll
account.
He was okay. very clear in his directive. However, I would tell all future brides, when you get in that room and you find your dress, the price is not even, you don't even think about it. And I mean, it's if you can get away with it, get away with it. If you can't, I'm sorry, but you don't even think about it. It's like when I tried on this dress, I tried it on once. We tried on other dresses. I came right back to it. Mm-hmm. And she hadn't even told me how much that dress was. Shout out to Keisha Rigsby. So,
right,
yeah,
right.
She did a great job. And the dress was just, it was mine. So, I mean, like, even to this day, yeah, I think about it, the price of it. But, I mean, it's my dress, you know. And,
right.
and we've already decided every child in the family after this will wear this dress.
Wow.
That's just like
family
all
heirloom.
The daughters are wearing this dress.
Right. Yes. Okay.
I was like, I don't think he's supposed to do that. He's like, no, they're all going to wear this dress. So,
okay.
So, yeah, but I mean, I think for everything else, you know, we got the support of our family, of course, which was a blessing. Mm-hmm. So they've been able to help us out where we need it the most. But yeah, we're coming together. We're saving as much as we can and we're paying mm-hmm. for our own wedding.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Yep. So did you decide on a total amount? Or like I know you've had some family support. So
right.
did the family say, OK, we're going to give this much? And so then you were able to say, OK, well, then based on what else is left, this is how much the max we want to spend.
Well, they haven't really given us an absolute total of
right.
what they would give us. They
okay.
just gave us some money. So
okay.
it's not like we can't go back to them and ask
Correct.
For more.
Yeah. Okay. So our family has been very supportive in the sense of they understand what we need even before we do.
That's awesome.
So that's been very helpful. So, you know, we're saving our savings and putting it in. And then at the end of the day, they know we'll be back if we need them. But mm-hmm. they've been able to contribute, you know, a grave amount to be able to say, okay, here's to start you off.
Right.
You know, keep going. And if you need anything, let us know.
Correct.
So
okay.
That's been pretty good.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it because I just did a bridal show and I did 5 tips to planning a wedding. The
mm-hmm.
first one was budget. You
yeah.
got to have a budget,
mm-hmm.
right? The other one was creating an experience for your guest.
Absolutely.
We know it's about you, but
Absolutely.
You got to create this experience for your guest that
mm-hmm.
they're going to walk away and they've enjoyed your new celebration of life.
Right.
So one of the other things I talk about, though, is having rentals. I know a wedding I did, they made a lot of projects. They were beautiful. But at the end of the night,
mm-hmm.
They were struggling to get everything packed up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were ready to go. And so we still were packing things up. So I know you guys are still deciding on some items for the wedding and reception.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about the do-it-yourself projects and the rentals?
I'm not a creative at all. shout out to Dustin's mother who's making everything I can get her to make.
Okay.
But no, I mean, we're renting 99.9%.
Okay.
You know, so, and I've tried to have Dustin make a few things and he's not into it either. So.
Okay.
So, I mean, we're not the do-it-yourself couple
because
we wanted to look a certain way. So
right.
we would trust Dustin's mother to make some stuff.
Sure.
But as far as him and I getting in with the hot glue gun and building stuff is probably not going to happen. And like you said, the biggest piece is at the end of the day, what are you going to do with all this stuff?
Correct.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. we're not going to take it home and we're definitely not going to throw it out. So, right. like, somebody said something the other day that made so much sense. Ice sculptures.
Mm-hmm.
No, you know, because okay. what are you going to do with a big block of ice after the
service? I'm pretty sure it'd be melted.
Yeah, it'll be melted probably, but not only right. July. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. But it's like, what are you going to do with all this great ice that you just paid
right.
all this money for? So, absolutely. I mean, just certain things we decided against. Absolutely. But it's not like we didn't have it in our head when we first thought about the wedding. But sure. after a while, it made sense not to do it.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So the other thing that I, and we just talked about this in a meeting, but again, for the sake of our listeners, we talked about putting together this day of itinerary.
Uh-huh.
So everyone knows where to be, what time to be, vendors, family members, anybody involved in the wedding process. So, and I know that works for you guys because you're planning on everything starting on time, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
So, Dustin's already said he'll start without me.
Correct.
So, yeah.
Yeah, there was a little text message that went back and forth and somebody said something and you replied, yeah, Lori nor Dustin.
Yeah, Lori and Dustin decided they'll start without the bride.
Exactly. Yeah, we do. So this is very important. So you can see why I love you guys because we're just on the same wavelength as far as making this a flawless,
uh-huh.
memorable, stress-free event.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
So, and I know you don't want to share, but I just say for anyone that's, are we on Facebook Live?
We are.
Anybody that's planning to come to this wedding, I'd just like to say that you're in for an experience because the things they have planned are some things that I've never done myself. So I'm just excited about being a part of some of the special things you guys have planned. So,
so
for anybody that's watching, hey. for anybody that's watching or anyone that's listening, and I'm going to let you each go. So, Dustin, for the men out there, for the grooms or for the man who's maybe getting ready to propose, what's the last piece of advice you would give him? Speaking directly to the males, Dustin.
Well, I would just say if she's the one, go for it. You know, she's not going to be there forever, so.
That's right. Don't play.
You know.
Okay.
Basically. Yeah.
When you know it's right,
it's
huh?
Right, yeah.
Okay. What about getting involved in the wedding process? You suggest the males get involved. Don't just sit back and say, go do whatever you want.
Yeah, I would say so. So they can at least have their input on, you know, what they want in the wedding.
Absolutely.
So it's not all the bride's decisions.
What was your one thing you had to have for your wedding?
I would probably.
Besides the food.
Right. Besides the food, I would probably say the fish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You
and
told
we can't,
people.
It's okay. Nobody knows.
Okay, okay.
We might have a real live fish show or a dolphin show at the reception. No one knows.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And
I
also
love
the
it.
Magician.
Okay.
He told something else. Babe. Okay, you off. He off the mic. He can't tell nobody. Okay. That's off the mic.
Cut off
Facebook
Live.
Live.
Right. Okay, Mariah, your turn. What's some advice you give to anyone just starting out with wedding planning?
To the brides, I would say, you got to get the knot book.
Okay.
So the knot has this awesome, awesome planning book. From start to finish, it takes you through your entire wedding. And that was really helpful because, again, I've never been married before. Dustin had never been married before. And it was a lot of things that we didn't know. Before we even met you, that we had to figure out something. Like it said, get a wedding planner. Like mm-hmm. we didn't know.
Right.
So
okay.
So yeah.
Thanks
so,
the knot.
I would say that's absolutely most important. And then I would say open up a savings account. You need to put your money somewhere safely, and you want to do it as fast as possible because we've been gaining interest on that money. It's helped us financially when we we're almost finished closing on our home. That was one of the things that we were able to show as a huge asset. You know, we've saved tens of thousands of dollars
awesome.
Towards a wedding, but it looks good on our financial, you
sure.
know, planning. So
absolutely.
I would say definitely get a savings account, open it up as soon as possible, agree to a savings amount and set it up on auto draft. mm-hmm. And then the other thing is, I don't know. I guess I would just say enjoy the experience.
Mm-hmm.
I have my days, my bad days and my good days. But I can honestly say taking 2 years to plan this wedding was the best choice we've ever made. It's okay. given us the opportunity to make changes. It's given us the opportunity to really, really see other things and what we like and what we don't like. And we're not stressed. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's still, what, 8 months out. So, right. I mean, we're having a great time with planning our wedding.
Yes.
Versus you hear some people say, we got engaged and we had to get married in 6 months. I could not imagine doing what we're doing for our wedding in 6 months.
And that was a conscientious choice you made to wait
Absolutely.
2 years.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. I think at first we were playing around with a year. Right. And I think we ended up on 2 years' time. That gave us time to save as much as we want and be able to have the wedding of our dreams.
Love it.
Yep.
Love it. What was the one thing you had to have? Besides the food.
My dress.
Besides the dress.
Obviously my dress. No.
Yes.
One thing I had to have, Dustin. I had to have Dustin.
You had to have Dustin.
I had to have Dustin, and I had to have him happy. Okay. That was most important to me. At the end of the day, I have made a few sacrifices that I'm not like, I don't know. At first it was like, I need to have this. I need to have this. I need to have that. But now I start to see myself as we get closer to it. Like, well, babe, do you want this? And if he doesn't want it, it's not going to kill me. Take it off. Because at the end of the day, I don't want us unhappy planning a wedding. And I also want him to know, like, you know, it's his journey too.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And he keeps me solid. He keeps me, because I'm the over-budgeter. I'll forget the budget. We're killing the budget, right? But he makes it where we're not overdoing it, but we're still happy.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Well, now you see why your hashtag is hashtag
happy couple. Yep.
This has been an amazing conversation. And I just, as always, at the end of every episode, I like to give some actual takeaways. This is the director's take. So if I had to just summarize one thing that was repeated, and for those couples who are planning, is try not to go into any debt planning your wedding. Save as much as you can. Take as much time as you need to.
Absolutely.
To build up your savings. And also figure out what's important to you. You know, for Dustin and Mariah, food was important to them. You know, your reception is going to be 80% of your budget.
Mm-hmm.
So if food's not that important, that's fine. But what is important? And make sure that whatever venue you get, it adheres to what your priority is. And the other thing, I'd just like to give a shout out, because I love the Knot, and I go to the Knot venues and the Knot activities. They have different things for wedding coordinators.
The wedding shows and
the
all
wedding
that stuff.
Shows. Yeah. Thank you. So use the resources out there, whether it's the Knot, there's the Wedding Wire. There are a bunch of resources that you can use. And I always got to give a shout out to myself as a director. You know, I do recommend that every couple has some type of wedding coordinator. You need a professional. If you want a wonderful, memorable event, you need a professional. So I appreciate you for listening. This has been the director, Lori Lewis. You can find me on all social media at The Direct Her, DirectHer, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And I'm just bringing these podcasts to you to help somebody, whether they're wedding planning, whether I'm collaborating with other wedding plannings, bringing you all the latest and greatest money-saving tips, wedding planning tips. That's what we're here for. So until next time, we'll see you. Bye-bye.